set you free. First it'll freak you out. Lately I've been finding it in words long written down. What we need now is all those who will come alive, who know the whole world will change in the blink of an eye. I think it's time we open up our eyes.
To Vaccine Free America. I am your host, Sally L. Cordy, and my guest this evening is Joel Lord of the Vaccine Resistance Movement, and he has recently written a book called Keep Them From Harm, which you can find at keepthemfromharm.com. However, Joel is a mad researcher, or he wouldn't have written this voluminous book, which, by the way, is in large print for those of us who enjoy large print. It is, and I gave it to four members of my family for Christmas because my family needs to hear from someone other than me what's going on with vaccines. So welcome, Joel Lord.
Sally, hello.
Yes, you have recently written two articles, a two-part article on the coronavirus, and you have a lot to say, so I'm not going to take up time. I'll just say opening the floor to Joel Lord of the Vaccine Resistance Movement.
Well, Sally, I couldn't think of a more important juncture to be joining with you than today, tonight. And these are extraordinary times, as you know. I'll put these thoughts into the airwaves, and this will really set the tone for where we're going tonight. So first of all, we are not at war with a virus. The Corona agenda is a transnational takeover of humanity, the emergence of a global technocracy. So Corona is, from my estimation, is shaping up to be the biggest coup de grace of government cover-ups ever waged against the population. This is, from my estimation, the largest social engineering experiment ever waged against the population in human history, and that includes World War II and World War I. I believe the global community is being psychologically primed to accept the inevitability of this upcoming vaccine, which is coming down the pipe. This is really, from my estimation, mass obedience training for humanity, motivated with a cattle prod. And you got to understand, Corona is going to be labeled a perpetual pandemic. That was floated around in 2009, but now it's coming home. So, this event serves as a pretext for the government and the WHO to take complete control over your body. And I likened it to a Trojan horse attack on our freedom, society, and the entire holistic health movement. And I don't know about you, Sally, but from my standpoint, what I'm seeing, there are many attempts right now to drive a wedge into the heart of this community and divide us and send us off into factions. And I think that they're doing that very successfully right now. So for me, there's always a reason why government is meant to be kept on a short leash. And that, you know, that doesn't just include Donald Trump. We're talking about really the whole idea of overreaching government, overreaching authority, and what it does to ordinary families. You know, I say, look what happens, right? The globalists now are dismantling society in stages. You know, the viral containment that we're living with under now and all these orders are really just a pretext for the rolling out of this underlying tyranny that is occurring at on a sort of subterranean level now. But you know, we're seeing so much in the way of atrocities that many of these pro-vax members of the community, they just can't keep their mouths shut now. They're gloating, right? And I mean, this just came through, you know, this morning, and I just, again, another statement that makes your head roll. But so this is Dr. Heidi Larson. Now, she is the vaccine. She has previously headed the global immunization communication at UNICEF. She chaired Gavi's advocacy task force and served on the WHO's SAGE committee, which deals with vaccine hesitancy. So this group is the WHO's own essentially frontline, targeted army going against vaccine hesitancy in the community. Right now, she said people are hungry for a vaccine. Now, that has great implications, that statement, right? People are hungry for a vaccine. So we'll kind of get into that a bit later if we can. But I wanted to just put that seed into people's heads, what that means, and maybe just roll that around in your head. The reasons for that. Why is the public ready to roll over now? What has happened to really open up that point of vulnerability in people's sense of willingness and whatnot. So I just want to look at what is wrong with the whole criterion method for determining COVID-19. So many of the cases labeled as corona, right, have been misdiagnosed. Most likely, many of these cases are either extreme flu or based on some specific pre-existing medical condition, right? And the quotes came out of China as early as mid-January, there was this incredible finding where they said, look, we've looked at these cases in Wuhan, and upwards of 75% probability for false positive. Rates of positive results over 47%. They saw a drastic number of cases that were misdiagnosed. That was just in China. And that group of researchers were suppressed and told to shut up, right? Because it had such a strong effect on public response, right? What are the other reasons why we're looking at so many false positives, right? So you've got AIDS treatment, AIDS antivirals like Tamiflu, antibacterials, and antibiotics in ICU are being thrown at these patients. All right, they're putting together these cocktails of drugs and antibacterials and antibiotics all thrown together into a heap, including these very strong AIDS drugs. Now that will most likely in many instances generate this concomitant autoimmune response, right? Not corona, obviously, right? And you know that the CDC has stated that they say if the certifier suspects COVID-19 or determines that it was likely within a reasonable degree of certainty, they can go ahead and report COVID as a probable or presumed cause of on the death certificate. So that's what's going out, right? And you've got the backlash now in places like China, sorry, over in Italy, where the Italy's Minister of Health has come out and said that we have completely overestimated the numbers here, and basically apologized for it. And they're now going back and reassessing all these so-called positive corona counts, and they're saying upwards of 88%. Of cases were wrong, and that 88% had a at least one premorbidity, and many had two or three. So, this is always the case. There's something about that 88 number that you're going to find keeps cropping up. 88%, 88% in 2009, there were Boston Hospital where 88% of the cases of children that came in with swine flu symptoms were given Tamiflu, and they developed MRSA bacterial co-infection, right? So we know that. We know that MRSA is this bacterial connection is always there, right? When you've got these deaths that lead to pneumonia. So the other point that is so important of animal cells used in vaccine production, typically derived from monkeys, cattle, dogs, chickens, goats, what, pigs, hey, include,
Worms, guinea
yes,
pigs.
right,
I
and
love guinea pigs. Don't you love
and
guinea pigs?
right, yeah, of course, love them. And also, by the way, interestingly, insects, insect viral vectors. All of these animals and insects and whatnot are laced with coronaviruses. Okay, now because of the animal's design, they are able to keep these viruses at bay. However, when you take these animals and cross-inject them with all sorts of viruses and materials, and then reconfigure them into a vaccine and inject it into a baby's body, or into a child's body, or into an adult's body, all of a sudden, you've got another avenue. So this is a primary viral vector which is rife with corona cells, which are redistributed into the human, right, through vaccine injections, right? Many people diagnosed as presumptive could very well be carriers of corona, not from COVID-19, whatever that is, but in fact from a previous vaccination, right? And that includes, in particular, many, if not all, of these false positives that we're seeing, right? Now, so the standard diagnosis is faulty right off the bat, right there. 80 to 90% of these cases are bogus. Okay. Now, the important thing about New York, where you are, and actually everywhere right now, that is dealing with the influx of these ventilators. Ventilators are linked to what's called VAP, which is ventilator-associated pneumonia. Now that comes from the oxidative stress, which is placed on the body, particularly somebody with serious compromised immunity, anybody in their 70s or 80s, with pre-existing medical conditions, with a heart condition, with diabetes, with hypertension, anything along those lines, and you're going to be overtaxing the lungs. Okay? These ventilators are also laced, they're repositories for MRSA, the hospital superbug, because of that's cross-contamination in the breathing apparatus. That also includes mycoplasma, which I talk about in the book at great length, right? MRSA and mycoplasma, both of them, right? So that is a deadly problem in these ventilators. And you're seeing it in New York, Up at least 80% of coronavirus patients have been put on ventilators, have died. 80%, okay? Now, that is a huge number. And again, that's close to that 88% number, that the magic number that we keep seeing, right? Now, I want to just celebrate this doctor out of New York, Dr. Cameron Kyle Siddle, who is, as far as I'm concerned, one of the most honest, courageous young doctors to step forward. If I were in his shoes, this is what I would have done. Now, he has no conflicts of interest, only basically getting to the bottom of this and saving lives. Now, he's treated multiple cases, at a time for close to 2 weeks now in intensive care. He's been seeing them every day. He, from his standpoint, the epidemiology of the disease, corona, has been misinterpreted, leading to a misdiagnosis and a mishandling of critical symptoms. Now, let's hear what he said. He said, "Everything I have seen in the last 9 days, all the things that just don't make sense, the patients I'm seeing in front of me, the lungs I'm trying to improve, have led me to believe that COVID-19 is not this disease, acute respiratory distress syndrome, or ARDS, and we are operating under a medical paradigm that is untrue. In short, I believe we are treating the wrong disease, and I fear that this misguided treatment will lead to a tremendous amount of harm to a great number of people in a very short time. COVID-19 lung disease, as far as I can see, is not a pneumonia and should not be treated as one. Rather, it appears as some kind of viral-induced disease, most resembling high-altitude sickness. These patients are slowly being starved of oxygen. They do not look like patients dying of pneumonia. I suspect that the patients that I'm seeing in front of me look as if a person was dropped off on top of Mount Everest without time to acclimate. I do not know the final answer to this disease, but a ventilator is not it." Okay? So, now, I went further looking at what he said. I thought a lot about it. I talked to some medical researchers that I was in touch with. And it kind of came to a consensus that, yeah, it makes sense, right? So corona resembles pulmonary fibrosis on steroids with scarring of the lung tissue, not drowning. Or more asphyxiating, right? And they say the attack will cause less and less hemoglobin that can carry oxygen and carbon dioxide. The lung cells have been extremely intense poisoning, and they have this poisoning and are inflammatory due to the inability to exchange carbon dioxide and oxygen frequently, which eventually results in ground glass-like lung images. Now, that leads to the same type of scarring of lung tissue that you see in pulmonary fibrosis. My father died of that several years ago, and when I asked him about it, he was in the hospital. He told me, he said, Joel, he struggled for air as he was getting this out to me. But he said, imagine having your mouth pressed up against a wall, a brick wall, and trying to breathe through that. That's what this feels like. So, right, that's what these people are dealing with. It's a problem of acclimatizing, not pneumonia. It's very different, right? So hyperbaric oxygen therapy or HBOT chambers could potentially save the lives of corona patients unable to breathe where the ventilators fail, right? And the evidence is clear, right? All these severe cases, they're not adjusting to the ventilators. They're dying, right? So there needs to be a complementary approach. Otherwise, countless elderly are going to, with fragile respiratory capacity, are going to die. They're going to die. They're going to die very quickly in hospital, right? Now, I've gone so far as to say acute respiratory distress syndrome is a cover for sloppy medical procedures, right? And I liken it to SIDS for seniors. Okay, does that make sense? SIDS for seniors, right?
Yeah, right.
Because that's exactly what it's doing, right? It's basically, they're not coming up with any explanations for that sudden death, or whether it's the lungs just collapsing and shutting down, or that person has a heart attack, right? They don't call it cardiac arrest. And you've got doctors now in New York. One of them came out and said he was shocked that they are getting instructed as to how to write out these corona death certificates. They're being instructed. He knows how to write a death certificate, but they're basically, it's a type of newspeak now for them, right? They're being told to change the whole criteria for these death definition of what is the cause of death, which is just mind-blowing, right?
I have collected a lot of these doctors' statements, doctors, coroners, nurses. I have a lot of them, and I will make sure to send them to Ken, or I'll put them in the vaccinefreeamerica.chatandgo.com.
Right.
Okay?
Excellent. Well, great. Well, we need them, right? So much of that it matters, right? Critical. So let's just move a little bit to the vaccine itself, and then I want to talk about chloroquine, okay? So I studied the pandemic vaccines in great length for the book. I looked at 2009, the way those vaccines were composed, and I know what's coming, right? The corona vaccine will most likely be similar in design to the anthrax vaccine, which was issued to the troops who fought in the Gulf War. Now, it'll be stripped down. It'll be highly reactive. It'll be synthetic, and it will be deadly. Okay, the virus itself will be a recombinant form of COVID-19, but it will be laced with the HIV/AIDS component, which is in the shot. Okay, because there are these four mutated genes in the virus that are HIV/AIDS. And by the way, that traces back to the Ebola vaccine. And if we have time, I'll show you how it all comes together, okay? How Ebola and AIDS and this are all knit into a really nasty quilt of terror and tyranny, right? It's a very, very, we're in very treacherous waters right now, folks. This is not there's nothing about this is lightweight. Everything right now is really, really hardcore, okay? So the virus will have this AIDS component in it. Based on the history of pandemic vaccines, the corona adjuvant will be mineral-based, okay? That's what they use in these pandemic vaccines. It'll be either squalene or amorphous aluminum hydroxyphosphate sulfate, AAHS. That is considered the strongest form of aluminum, which elicits this kind of a jump starts the immune system, a shock response, right, in short order, okay, which boosts the immunological effect of the attenuated virus. But this is just no attenuated virus. This is an attenuated virus from a laboratory-born hybrid mutagenic virus that is extremely dangerous. Okay, so now in terms of the either of those adjuvants, both of them cause nervous system disorders. Squalene was linked to Gulf War syndrome, and there's a huge list of side effects from Gulf War syndrome. Okay, from the anthrax shot. AAHS though is linked to respiratory disorders and multiple sclerosis. Okay. In the Hep B shot and Gardasil and all over the place, in those two shots, lots and lots of problems, as everybody knows. But so so we know that there are those four insertions from in the shot, four insertions of AIDS in the shot, right? Dr. Lisa Jackson, the study leader behind the prototype vaccine, has said, we don't know whether this vaccine will induce an immune response or whether it will be safe. And the guy behind the SARS vaccine, which, by the way, they've tried on corona COVID patients, and it failed. Okay, but that SARS vaccine, which was fast-tracked like this, okay, he has said that he found that some vaccinated animals developed more severe disease compared with unvaccinated animals when they were exposed to the SARS virus. Okay, now this, he says, is exactly like SARS, except it has this twist, this AIDS twist, okay, in it, right? Now he says, I understand the importance of accelerating timelines for SARS, for vaccines in general, but everything I know, this is not, excuse me, this is not the vaccine to be doing it with. He says there is a risk of immune enhancement. The way you reduce that risk is first you show it does not occur in laboratory animals. And of course, there's no animal testing on this vaccine. However, did you see the statements out of Africa, Sally?
Tell us about them, because I'm not sure if we're talking about the same ones.
So the Kenyan health ministers come out and said defiantly, African leaders must resist any attempt to use our people as guinea pigs. Okay, because Gates and UNICEF, the WHO, the UN, Gavi are coming to encircle these African communities and get them to be the test guinea pigs for this vaccine. Okay, this monster out of France, Dr. Jean-Paul Mira, had the gall to say, shouldn't we be doing this study in Africa where there are no masks, no treatment, no intensive care, a little bit like we did in certain AIDS studies or with prostitutes, right? Unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah. Now that doctor has been reprimanded by not only African leaders, but the whole community. And, you know, but they are so brazen right now. They're sticking their necks out, right? And preening at what's happening here. So hopefully that is a wake-up call to families, right? So chloroquine, what's wrong with chloroquine? I did a lot of research on chloroquine for the Ebola vaccine, the Ebola report that I wrote a few years back. Chloroquine is linked to respiratory depression, cardiovascular arrhythmia, okay, and collapse, physical collapse, lung collapse, all of it, okay. Hydrochloroquine, which is the baby brother to chloroquine, is linked to retinal toxicity, right, which is notably higher in those 60 years old plus with pre-existing liver or kidney problems, right? And they have said that this was a Wuhan Institute of Virology study that
the public broadcasting network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Everybody, welcome back to Vaccine Free America with Sally Olcordy. I just want to say before I bring Joel back into the show that there are three doctors who you couldn't expect less to not endorse the vaccine. And because these are huge vaccine promoters. Number one, Dr. Paul Offit. He is the spokesperson for vaccines, okay? Dr. Hotez, who has been telling people forever that his autistic daughter did not get her autism from the vaccine and giving himself an air of legitimacy beyond the fact that he's a doctor, but he is always promoting vaccines. And even Dr. Anthony Fauci himself have in possibly a lapse of mission has they've all come out against the vaccine, and this was put together, this video, which may disappear shortly, by the Children's Health Defense, and that will be in vaccinefreeamerica.chatandgo.com. When I get off the program, I'll update that. But please proceed, Joel. You were talking about you tell us where you left off.
Well, all right. Well, just so we have a continuity, chloroquine. The important thing, so Trump is talking about this, what 1 gram a day would be recommended for patients and whatnot. That's fine. But that's you know, it's not fine when you understand the seriousness of chloroquine and what it can do. These researchers looked at it, they measured the amounts, and they discovered that the drug chloroquine can kill an adult just dosed at twice the daily amount recommended for treatment, which is 1 gram, right? So that's very, very serious. And I talked to a couple of war vets who told me, one said, used extensively in the military. A lot of them spit it out as it makes them very ill. And they said chloroquine is known to cause PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, and psychosis in troops. Okay. So someone came on who has lupus, and they said, I have systemic lupus, but have been unable to take this medication for years. Lupus attacked my heart, and this medication sends me into violent atrial fibrillation every time. So chloroquine causes this irregular heartbeat that can lead to a heart attack. Okay, so there you go. So not only will the ventilator do that, but the chloroquine will, right? So zinc is so important at this point, right? The mechanism of the virus uses this RNA recombinant, RNA-dependent polymerase enzyme to basically dock with the ACE2 enzyme in the human body. It gets in and begins to it overtakes the immune system, starts photocopying itself over and over and over, and then begins to destabilize the lungs and triggers all these autoimmune factors in the body in somebody with compromised immunity. It goes after you only if you have certain weaknesses, okay? Otherwise, it will skirt you for the most part. It'll hit you like a bus, but it won't kill you, okay? It'll graze you. Right. So zinc effectively stops this lethal mechanism in the virus, right, in its tracks, potentially salvaging the lungs and saving the patient. Melatonin, selenium, intravenous drip, vitamin C, which they're using in New York to great effect. Thank God there were some doctors who started using that in New York. 1,500 milligrams of intravenous vitamin C they're giving to patients. They're trying it because they saw that it was working in China. And so Dr. Andrew Weber started applying this on Long Island at Northwell Health Facility. So good on you, Dr. Weber, for doing that, right? So that will work. Glutathione is really important because without the glutathione, the body will succumb to that cytokine storm and will start to shut down very quickly, right? From this oxidative stress, right? And what they these doctors
so
are,
so how do you boost your glutathione?
You need to have this complementary balance of these, of taking these all these necessary antioxidants, right? The antioxidants, you've got to load up on all the fine antioxidants, but the melatonin, the selenium, the zinc, you need all of it, but you need the really good quality stuff on hand. You need ionic zinc, which is the body receives that in a way that it does not other forms of zinc, right? So ionic zinc really provides a firewall to blocking the enzyme from grabbing hold, right? And it's like a metal shield or an organic shield on the body that will slow it down, right? The antioxidants will slow it down and will, but again, all those cases of people dying, they have two things in common: low zinc and flatlining melatonin levels in the body. Okay, so that's super important. Like that just, there's all the natural health properties that you've got to use right away, right? And get the best stuff you can. Get it online, because chances are you can't find it in a health department at this point, right? The department stores or these health shops are sold out, right? So
They're keeping the liquor stores open and closing the health food
right.
stores.
There you go, right? Yeah. So this is so important. The head of Boston's, okay, there's a triad of a crime here, okay? Three cities, Boston, Winnipeg, and Wuhan, and they're all tied into this conspiracy, and it is a conspiracy because they were all connected and all involved. So Boston's Harvard chemistry department leader, Charles Lieber, received a total of $15 million in research grants through the U.S. Department of Defense and the National Institutes of Health in cooperation with the Chinese government. But he was basically he was working both sides. So he was passing files to the Chinese government while he was receiving all this research funding from the NIH, okay? Ostensibly, they were conducting at Harvard this biological testing on a SARS coronavirus vaccine. So he was formally arrested in the summer of 2019. And along with two Chinese nationals working under false pretenses in Boston, one of which tried to smuggle out live cancer vials and was stopped at Boston Airport. And the other one worked for the Chinese Army and was posing as a medical student, but wasn't a medical student. So there was all that stuff going on. So Harvard and the Institute of Virology in Wuhan were involved in this study, which I believe you are posting, which people can look at, okay? Now, that study, which was worked on in Wuhan and at Harvard, they developed this chimeric virus, but the raw material was in Wuhan, okay, at the level 4 biolab there, okay? An identical strain, which is spreading right now across the world. That is the strain, okay? And at the same time, China's top virologist, who, by the way, designed the Ebola vaccine, okay, was working at, employed at Canada's only level 4 biolab in Winnipeg, okay? Now, she was there exploring development on a coronavirus vaccine. She was caught absconding with intellectual property there and thrown out almost at the same time as the Harvard arrests, okay? So all this stuff was happening within 2 or 3 months of everything, all hell breaking loose in Wuhan, okay? And along with, by the way, she was thrown out, and a group of Chinese medical students that she had invited were all thrown out, okay? So there is a joint connection between all these people, all these sources, right? All the evidence points to the Institute of Wuhan as the origin of what we're seeing right now. You look at the study, okay? Look at the nuts and bolts of what they found. They said, using the SARS-CoV reverse genetic system, we generated and characterized a chimeric virus expressing the spike of bat coronavirus in a mouse-adapted SARS-CoV backbone. They were injecting the SARS virus into mice, okay? Back and forth, back and forth. We synthetically rederived an infectious full-length recombinant virus and demonstrate robust viral replication in both in vitro and in vivo, so in the petri dish and in the body. They say this suggests a potential risk for a reemergence from viruses currently circulating in bat populations. They knew what this was and how dangerous it was, okay? There is malevolent intent here. There is human error. There are spillover events. There are all of the above or one or other. But whatever it is, we're dealing with, you've got Richard Ebright, molecular biologist at Rutgers University, said the only impact of this work is the creation in a lab of a new non-natural risk. Okay, so we know, we bloody well know that what they did was concoct this thing. Okay, it's a very, we're in, this is a very dangerous virus, but it was, it did not have to come to be. This did not have to come to pass, right? And it's just an effrontery to us as families that we're having to deal with this now, and families are living in terror over something that did not have to happen, right? It is my belief that humanity is walking into a trap laid by Gates, the WHO, and the UN, okay? Gates has a single-minded purpose, all right? The reason why he's so important, it's not just because he's shooting his mouth off and he's a billionaire, okay? He is embedded at the very top. Okay, he's one of the major financiers for Gavi, the Global Alliance of Vaccines and Immunization. He's a major financier of the World Health Organization, of all these vaccine programs from India to Africa and around the world. He is hellbent on a mandatory vaccination for everyone, every citizen of the globe, everyone. Okay, so he has said shutdowns anywhere mean shutdowns everywhere. He is determined to get us all in line. He says eventually we will have certificates of who's a recovered person and who's a vaccinated person, because you don't want people moving around the world without a certificate, right? So that, and then you've got at the same time these chief economists, right? James Bullard came out, the CEO of the Federal Reserve in St. Louis, has, and by the way, what is an economist doing instructing people on how their future will be determined, right, is an important question to ask. But he says what you want is every single person to get tested every day, and they would wear a badge, as they would after they voted or something like that, to show that they've been tested, okay? And Henry Kissinger has come out and said, we need to develop new techniques and new technologies for infection control and commensurate vaccines across large populations, right? And then the same breath, you have Dr. Anthony Fauci steering the deep agenda. And he says, imagine a time where Americans carry certificates of immunity, right? As though it's like some great vision that will save us all, right, from this lockdown, right? So for me, they are going for broke, Sally. And, you know, at a time when our communities are at their most vulnerable, right? Mandatory vaccination is going to be chaperoned in on a white horse of saving humanity, right? So, and that's just, and that's, call that prophecy or what you like, but that is what they're doing. And that is how they're poised here. And they're using trauma-based mind control and these daily broadcasts. It is so well choreographed. I see through all of it. I don't know, but families are so weary right now. I worry, right, that, you know, as I've said, after this prolonged lockdown ends, right, many of these families will beg for mandatory vaccination, right? And many of them will blame the vaccine-aware community for causing a societal collapse, right? And that is a really important question. Do you see any of that, Sally?
Yeah, I see it all. I see it all. It's what they've been saying they want, you know, and Kissinger himself said if we can get people to accept mandated vaccines, they will. We can get them to accept, organ harvesting and
right.
blood, donations and
right.
Yeah.
Right, and they're destabilizing the family unit. right? And they're separating children from their parents.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you saw the World Health Organization come out and state, and I want to thank who's that wonderful reporter on Fox, Carlton, or what is his name?
Oh, I'm not sure. Okay.
Well, anyway, he's...
Oh, yes. Tucker Carlson.
Tucker Carlson. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He brought this out. He said it came out and nobody paid any attention to it. It couldn't be more startling that they're going to go into your home and determine who needs to be removed. My bet it's going to be kids first.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so disturbing. I don't know what to say. The nightmare scenario that I was loath to talk about, but I had to and write it down and really just try and process it for myself, needs to be talked about, okay? What I see happening is this, all right? What's going to happen is this. An international symposium will be organized, okay, through the UN, through the WHO. And the fear is
hold that thought. We'll be right back with Joe Lord on Vaccine Free America.
Okay.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I think it's time we open up our eyes and our
hearts. Hi, everybody. This is Sally Elcordy, and my guest this evening on Vaccine Free America is Joel Lord. I just want to take one moment to tell you that the next program coming up is Immunize Wisely with Ingrid Castle, and she always has wonderful guests. So please stay tuned after this program is over for her show. Now, Joel, you only have a few minutes, so I'm going to keep let you take it away, Joel Lord. Take it away, Joel Lord of KeepThemFromHarm.com, his excellent book, and VaccineResistanceMovement.org, his website. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. So what is the end game, right? We have to ask, what is the end game? Now, there is a so I do see this looming on the horizon, and we have to talk about it. There is a risk that we will see a UN-backed contingent on the streets of America and elsewhere, brought in to force vaccinate everyone against corona. Now, this scenario will only happen if the death count continues to rise well into the fall, basically jeopardizing the global economy, which may be the their end game desire anyway, to basically bring down everything. But Trump may have to bow to international pressure, as other leaders will. Our Canadian Prime Minister has said that this lockdown will continue until the vaccine is ready, okay? And that is a long time to come, okay? So they're in this for a long wait. So the question is now, what does America do, if a U.N., a body comes in under the auspices of the World Health Organization and essentially starts to corral children and mothers and families and get everyone. Basically, they will hold you ransom. They will say you cannot go to work until you get this shot. So they'll make it a fait accompli, right? So the question is, Sally, from your standpoint, what do we do?
Well, I say that we bring to light Sweden's lack of lockdown and the fact that their rate of coronavirus is dropping. I think Sweden becomes our national look-to for the answer.
Right. Well, that's something really positive, right? I mean, we need so much in terms of I have so much love and respect for humanity, and my compassion is matched at this point by my my concern over what is coming at us. These globalists are hellbent, and a lot of their rhetoric is very upsetting, and I'm very concerned about the social engineering component. I'm very concerned about government overreach, and I'm very concerned about what families are going to, how they are going to respond to freedom if and when it comes on the other side of the line. Will they remove the shackles if that is presented to them as an offer, or will they prefer to basically sit in the government's lap? Right. Forever.
Okay. Thank you, Joel Lord of the VaccineResistanceMovement.org. And we're going to have more deaths of despair from unemployment and solitary living than we will ever from any of these viruses. So let me just say Ricardo Bies is going to be the guest with Ingrid Castle coming up. He's a lovely gentleman, very interesting man. So stick around, and thank you, Joel Lord of the VaccineResistanceMovement.org.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Ken.
Ah.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.